It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
What a great time it is to be living for the Lord. Well, it's great. It's a great time to be living for Him at any time. Those of us who know Him as Lord and Savior, we know the great benefit there is of trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He watches over us now. And once again, in eternity future, we're going to be with Him. But He's always going to watch over us because we belong to Him. And those people who live in eternity future, I'm talking about human beings. We're going to look at that again in just a moment, how that there will be humans living on this earth during eternity future. Well, we'll be around, and we'll be either in heaven or the new earth. We can do what we want to do at that point. But once again, I think we're going to be serving our Lord even then, when the new heaven and the new earth is here. So we're going to see. Thanks. Now, I mentioned the new heaven. Now, there's not going to be, God's heaven is not going to be made new. God's heaven is always going to be. Why? Because God always is. God always has been. He's always going to be because He's eternal. And so is His home. His home is heaven. And that's not going to change. It's the heaven above us, the atmosphere, and then the second heaven, where the sun, moon, and stars are. That's going to be changed, I believe. And we're going to see all of this because we're going to be with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, I've made mention before, and we're going to look at some of the same things now in the beginning of this lesson that we've seen before, and we've looked in the Word of God. Let me remind you that it would be good if you had your Bible open so you could follow along with me as I look into the Word of God. I suggest that you follow along in your Word as any preacher stands up proclaiming that he is a preacher of the Word. Look in your Bible and follow along and make sure that things are coming out of the Scriptures. Well, how can there be humans in eternity future? We've touched on this. It's through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, through the blood of the Lamb. People in every dispensation have been saved the same way, and they have had the same illumination about God. Romans chapter 1 and verse 20, it says, "For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Well, from the very time of creation, men have been shown the evidence of God's existence and His work in the great universe that He has created. How's He done this? It says that God hath showed it unto them. Romans chapter 1, verse 19, and it says, "The heavens declare the glory of God." The heavens actually declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. And then Psalm chapter 50 and verse 6, "And the heavens shall declare His righteousness, for God is judge Himself." Selah. Well, right here, let me give you a little side note. Another verse pointing to Jesus as God. Now, He is judge. John chapter 5 and verse 22 says, "For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son." Jesus is God. He always has been, and He always will be. Psalm 97 and verse 6, "The heavens declare His righteousness, and all the people see His glory." Everyone who's ever lived, everyone who will ever live, who's ever lived in the past and ever lives, they live now and in the future, they have no excuse because they have the witness of God. God has given people the knowledge by His handiwork that they would know that He is God and that they need to follow Him and do as he says, and that is to trust his Son, Jesus Christ, as Lord and Savior. Old Testament saints knew about salvation. For instance, Moses knew about the blood of the Lamb, and we've looked at this before. Moses was told by God in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 13, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." This was an indication that Jesus Christ would come into the world and he would shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission, the Bible says. So blood had to be shed in order for people to be saved. Well, how can there be humans in eternity future? Well, once again, Moses knew about the cross, Numbers 21:9, and how can there be humans in the future? It's by the blood of the Lamb. It's always by the blood. Numbers 21 and verse 9, "And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole, and it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived." You see, all have been bitten by the serpent of sin. All need to look to the Lord Jesus Christ. All need to look to Christ and live, according to John chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. We need to look and live. Thank God I'm living because Jesus Christ, I look to him. And I'm not only living now, but I have eternal life. And one day, when this old body is gone, that is when my real life really begins, because I'll be free from this body of sin. Paul talks about that in his writings in the New Testament. We will be set free one day. One way or the other, this old body is going to go, either in death or when Jesus comes back in the clouds and says, "Come up hither." Well, again, how can there be humans in eternity future? Again, I say all need to look to Christ and live. Jesus said in John chapter 3, 14 and 15, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life." How can there be humans in eternity future? Moses knew about the blood, the cross, Christ. How did he know? Moses knew by faith, according to the Word of God. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 through 28. It says, "By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them." Well, notice some things about these verses that I just read. It stands out to me first that it was by faith that Moses believed. And then we read in the Word of God that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And verse 26 of Hebrews chapter 11, it says, "Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt." Will people make fun of you when you witness for the Lord? Well, it doesn't happen all the time, and maybe it'll never happen to you, but it has happened. People will ridicule some of those who witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. But Moses, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, we esteem the reproach of Christ for greater riches that await us in heaven. The greater riches than this earth would ever offer us. You see the word Egypt in that verse, verse 26 of Hebrews chapter 11. It says, "Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt." And that word Egypt is a representation of the world. There are people today who love the things of the world more than they love Jesus Christ. And that one day they will give an account of as they stand at the white throne judgment. Let me say this. I don't believe they'll be standing. I believe they will be kneeling at the feet of Jesus. Jesus will be on the throne. He is the judge. God the Father has given him turned the judgment over to him. He will judge at that time. And those people who have looked to this world rather than looking to God for salvation, they too, one day, as that rich man was in Luke 16, as he went into hell, they will go into the lake of fire because they have not received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Jesus will say, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you." And let me say this. It's good to help the poor. It's good to help the needy. It's good to help the people of this world who have less than we might, that you might have. It's good to do that. But don't count on that to get you into heaven. That will not get you into heaven. The Bible says it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy that He saved us. We need to look to the cross, look to Jesus Christ, look to the blood of Christ, and be saved. All need to look to Christ by faith and live. Once again, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." You can work your fingers to the bone trying to get into heaven, but you'll never make it by working. You must trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He's done all the work for you. He's done everything for you and me and everyone in this world who would trust Him as Lord and Savior. And saved person, remember this, He died for you, and that's the reason you're on your way to heaven. Don't take it for granted. Don't just sit back and wait for the trumpet call of Jesus Christ. Don't wait until He says, "Come up hither." Don't wait till the breath of life leaves your body. Don't wait for that. You need to be busy now for the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to tell others that Jesus saves, and He wants everyone in this world to know that He loves them and that He's willing to save anyone who will come to Him faith believing. Well, why will there be humans in eternity future? Well, it's because of the promises of God. And we've seen this, promises to Abraham, the Abrahamic covenant, to Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. And let's read a few verses about Jacob here in Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 7. It says, "For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second." In Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 8, "For finding fault with them, he saith, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah." And once again, Jacob's name was changed to Israel in the Old Testament. Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 9, "Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt." In other words, he made a covenant with the Egyptians. When they had been in bondage, he led them out of there. He made a covenant. He says, "If you do certain things, then I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to lead you." But they would not do that. There's a difference between the covenant that God made with Jacob and Abraham. The difference is that God made the covenant. He did not depend upon man to do anything. Man had to do nothing in order for this covenant to come to pass. That's another reason people will be on this earth in eternity. And that's another reason that you can go to heaven today, because Jesus Christ has done it all. The covenant is made. You do nothing except receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. "Jesus, come into my heart. I believe you. I'm turning from my way, and I'm turning to you."
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.